today is primary day, and joining us now to discuss what we can expect as voters head to the polls is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dan. And I think the things to look at for this primary in 2022 is voter interest seems to be very high. A lot of money, $5 million or more, spent in the Attorney General's race. But the weather might be a factor, and another factor will be many people, about 300,000, requested mail-in ballots, and how many of them get them in by 8 o'clock tonight. And the polls are open till 8, and there's many close races, especially in the statewide races.
Yes, and let's get to the statewide races first. Of course, one that people are talking about is the Attorney General's race.
Very close, 1 point between Reardon and Campbell. Campbell, of course, former Boston City Councilor. She favors charter schools, so it'll be interesting. And the Reardon, she's thrown millions of her own money into that race.
And then, of course, there's the auditor's race as well.
That is a 29% to 28% in favor of Dempsey, who was endorsed by the Boston Globe, and that will be an interesting race. And Dan, we got Timothy in a close race for a guy who's an incumbent. And the interesting thing, people might go out there to vote for a particular statewide office and don't know that there are other statewide offices. So people might be voting for what they don't know, and that might make some races a lot closer than people think.
Now, the race that I think that's probably gotten the most national attention would probably be the governor's race.
Yeah, well, of course, Healy is running virtually unopposed, even though the other name is on the ballot. But we haven't seen an attorney general between governor and the state since 1936, so that might be interesting how that plays out come November.
And, of course, Donald Trump has weighed in on that race.
He is on the Republican side. He is supporting Jeff Diehl. Dowdy's running with a lot of money. I think Diehl made a mistake because Trump is not very popular in Massachusetts.
Now, speaking a little more locally, another race to watch is the Norfolk-Plymouth Senate race.
Yeah, O'Connor is running and against Ron Petuto. And that should be interesting. Very seldom do you get a primary race on the Republican side where an incumbent is challenged. And there's a new 11th Plymouth District. Two Brockton councilors are running in Shirley Astek and Rita Mendez. So that's a brand new seat. So it'll be interesting how that comes out.
And, of course, you'll be joining us again tonight for all the primary coverage.
Christine and I will be doing it, and remind people again, the polls are open till 8 o'clock, and it's a Democratic primary, a Republican primary, but anybody who's unenrolled can pick either ballot.
All righty. Well, we'll certainly have a lot to talk about, and of course, everybody tune in at 7 o'clock tonight for all the analysis once of the polls and the race, and the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
And we'll talk tomorrow.
Indeed, we shall.